Welcome to the Melbourne Cup set for 2025, our most popular piece of content of the year. We're here, Kingzone. It's been a big day.
It's been a big, big derby day. I was a loser today, but I certainly will not be a loser on the first Tuesday in November. I am pumped and I've done my work on this year's cup. I've been working at it for 3 months. My confidence levels are through the roof. Through the roof.
Great. Let's go and look at this other bloke. How are you, mate? You happy to be here?
Yes,
Dave. What is it, 8 o'clock on a Saturday night or something like that?
Yeah, we're ripping in long hours, ready
especially
to
get reminded of Sir Dilly's being scratched and all that kind of stuff.
Mate, it's really put a dampener on my Melbourne Cup experience this year, but there's one man who's put in a lot of effort.
Have you got over it?
I'm not over it at all.
Come on, mate. We've got to look ahead.
I don't want to look ahead.
We've got to look ahead. There's a winner there.
There's a winner there. You'll find it. I'm confident you'll find it.
I know. We'll just go with me.
All right, I'll follow you.
But I do want to know what you like because you're a very, very good judge, as everybody knows.
You're our leader today and we're going to look at 10 horses. Most of the ones in the market, we'll look at a few that aren't in the market that Kings wants to mention for different reasons.
Basically, the top 10 we're going. Top 10.
Yeah, so let's call it the top 10 interesting horses. And why don't we get into it straight away and
start. What are we starting with?
We're going to start with half yours. So we'll show a few replays along the way. Let's look at the Caulfield Cup.
Got every possible for Jamie Mellum. It's off a fast pace, got the run of the race. She put it in the exact right spot and won the race, but didn't really put him away. Fitz, what do you think of half yours? Were you a bit sort of thinking half yours could have put him away by more in the Caulfield?
Yeah, perfect run. And for me, Melbourne Cup, it's in the don't back basket.
So half yours about $6.50 in early markets. I think that's too short. I'm not saying half yours can't win, but I am thinking that half yours is too short, and the reasons are a few. One, half yours has never been past 2,400.
Yep.
I don't think half yours has particularly been set for a Melbourne Cup, and I think that run flattered half yours a little bit. Everyone's looking at that run, and that is why half yours is $6.50 favourite. I'd have half yours more around that $10 mark. So I'm not saying half yours can't win, but I'm not backing half yours.
Okay, anything more to add, Fizz?
I agree. I just think the 3,200 metres is going to find this horse out, and I don't think half yours should be $6.50, and I think it'll be much longer race day.
Okay.
I do want to say one thing. Half yours loves the wet.
Yes.
Big wet tracker, half yours. So we are going to see some rain on Monday and rain on Tuesday.
Yep.
I'm thinking a soft 7. I know it's a bit hard on Saturday night to predict what's going to happen, but in my head I'm thinking soft 7.
Yeah. All right. Let's move to Valiant King and let's go and watch him winning the Bart Cummings. He really put himself on the scene with this. So Gilded Waters out in front, got away from Jamie Mellon, didn't he? But there's Valiant King, finishes very strongly. Is a $7.50 chance in the cup now. Can he win at King's Own?
Of course he can win it. Of course he can win it because we saw Knight's Choice win last year at 300-1. So any horse in this cup can win it. But once again, for me, I'm against Valiant King. A lot of my good judges, I know Adam's very keen on Valiant King in this race. I'm not so keen on Valiant King for a few reasons. Firstly, Valiant King's only won 2 races in his career ever, the Bart Cummings that we saw then and a maiden back in Ireland. So he's won 2 out of 20. I spoke just now about half yours being flattered by that run. I thought Valiant King has been flattered, not so much in the Caulfield Cup, but in that Bart Cummings by the breakneck tempo set by Gilded Water. Then also came out and Adelaide River went nuts in that Caulfield Cup as well. And I thought Valiant King's got 2 really fast-paced races. Was 100-1 to talk about SP profile. Was 100s into 50s in the Bart Cummings, and it was 33-1 in the Caulfield Cup. Is really well weighted. What about 3,200 for Valiant King? Everyone thinks Valiant King's going to run it.
Yeah,
I'm not 100% sold on that. Fitz, what do you think?
Yeah, from what I've seen, I'm not going to knock the 3,200 metre with Valiant King. I mean, Wallace sets him perfectly at this time of year for big races, and yeah, it's hitting form at the right time. I'm definitely think Valiant King's a really good hope. I'm not sure I'd be that keen to step into $7 about a horse like that. Barrier 10 seems to be pretty suitable for this runner. You know, we'll get back, and how much speed will be in the Melbourne Cup this year, I don't really know. That's something you've probably studied a bit harder than me.
Yeah, I have had a bit of a look. So there's pace drawn out wide. So I'm not saying there's going to be a breakneck pace, but there's changing the guards drawn out wide. River of Stars is drawn out wide. Smoke and Romans. And I think Torrenzino will also go forward. So those horses have drawn wide. They're not really. If they go back, they can't win. So I think they're going to go forward and try and get in. So there's going to be a decent pace, which is good. And Valiant King, like Buckaroo, needs that fast tempo as well in front. But for me, at the odds, second pick, Valiant King's around that $7, $7.50 mark. For me, odds-wise, it's a no.
All right, let's move on. Let's move to the Clocks Plate runner-up, Buckaroo. And we've got a shot here, Kings, of the 2024 Melbourne Cup. They're coming around the home tournament at Flemington. He's caught out very wide. Why did you want to highlight this?
Well, the Magic Man is caught very wide. So he settled back in the field. Then the Magic Man took off and went wide. A lot of people weren't happy with the ride. A lot of people thought Buckaroo was a bit unlucky. Yes, mm-hmm. He could have probably tried to weave through. But I still thought Buckaroo had his chance in the straight. He runs ninth in last year's Cup with 54.5 kilos on his back. He runs home for ninth, but I was a little bit disappointed with his last 200 in the Cup, even though he did go wide on the corner. Great run in the Cox Plate over 2,040 metres. For me, Buckaroo goes up 2.5 kilos and is questionable at the 3,200 metres. And the thing which I always talk about Buckaroo is he needs a fast pace. So if Buckaroo gets a fast pace, I think he's a query at 3,200. If he's off a slow pace, I don't think he can win, and that is why I'm against Buckaroo. He's about $9 at the moment, and I think Buckaroo is under the odds.
Okay. Fizz, anything more to add?
Agree. Under the odds. I'm not sure this horse wants to go past and hit that winning post first. That's my problem with it. I think he had the Cox Plate at his mercy the other day, and he just – right at the end, I know he had to go past a really good one, but he was there to win, and he didn't start before against Serdilius when he went past Serdilius and Serdilius kicks back on him. So, yeah, for me, it's a no, especially at those odds.
Let's move to Al Riffa, so maybe the most informed horse in the Melbourne Cup. He's drawn 19, which can't really help him that much. So we know that he won the Curra Cup, then Australian Bloodstock bought him. He went on to win the Irish St. Ledger for the first start for them, which is a very big race to win. Joseph O'Brien trained. How are you feeling about him, Kingzone?
Well, Big Al. I know that a lot of the big syndicates are against Big Al, and you know why?
Yeah.
Weight. Right. Weight in cups is such a big thing. He's carrying 59 kilos, which is a big impost on any horse in a Melbourne Cup, but he comes across with the big best ratings. And what I loved about Al Riffa's Irish St. Ledger win was his last 100 metres. He really attacked the line hard. Mark Zara, we know he's won two cups. Joseph O'Brien won two cups. He's been running good. He ran a really good time in the Irish St. Ledger and also the Curra Cup as well. Mm-hmm. Great form races. We've seen past winners. Don't know them off the top of my head, but I've written them down before. But a lot of past winners have come through those two races.
Sure.
Barrier 19 doesn't help him at all, but Zara will know what to do. He'll slide in. A lot of wide barriers have won cups. Actually, barriers 11 plus have won more cups than barriers 1 to 10. Believe it or not. Do you know that, Fitzer?
No, but it makes sense to me because I guess traffic on the fence staying out of trouble and coming down the centre, it sort of makes sense.
He's a big, strong horse. He's definitely in my shortlist. I think he's around that $9 mark at the moment. I think we'll get double figures, Al Riffa. I'm looking to back him, but very, very price conscious, and we'll see what happens, but he's definitely in my selections, Al Riffa, for sure. Why? Oh, the other thing I want to say about Al Riffa is he was a 2,400-metre horse. Then Joseph O'Brien the last two times has put him up to 2,800 and he's improved his ratings. We've never seen him past 2,800, but I think he's got the opportunity to go to a new level. But sometimes we've heard it all before, haven't we, with these overseas horses carrying a lot of weight. But for me, this one's better than most of the others that have come over, and he's a
It's a little bit different because Australian Bloodstock has selected him and they're very good at finding those good horses over there and bringing them over here. So it's a little bit different too.
He ticks all the boxes for me except the weight. Like Zara, O'Brien, the lead-up races.
Rode four at Flemington today too. So
there you go. Jockey's in form. What do you think about Big Al, Fitz?
Yeah, massive chance, Al Riffa. I do agree with you there. The only question mark I've got is the horses that don't have a run here prior to the Cup.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a great record for horses like that. And that's a big stat. And like you said, 2,800 and that extra 400 metres that it has to go up and run with the top weight could be the telling factor on the day. But yes, definitely in my top numbers,
Cool. Let's move to Presage Nocturne. Let's show the last little bit of the Caulfield Cup where he runs fourth. We just highlighted the big grey.
He gets home hard here, and the thing about this run is he wouldn't have been wound up for this race where he gets home into fourth, and also it's not his distance, 2,400. This is he loves the wet, Pressage Nocturne.
Yep.
He loves 3200. He's a real class stayer over in France. He doesn't come over with as high ratings as an Al Riffer, but seeing is believing, and we saw what he did then, and I just think there's length's improvement in him. Body's bringing him over, not Adrian, but the Italian body is coming over with a French jockey as well. So that's a little bit of an inexperienced combo in Melbourne Cups, which he's not unfancied. He's a horse that I could see. I think he's around $9 at the moment. I could see him easing a bit for that reason as well. I think the money will gravitate towards a buckaroo and a half yours, the Aussie horses. But for me, I love these class European stayers this year, and he's a big tick for me.
Okay. Anything more to add, Fizz?
No. Impressed with it. More than happy to have something on a race day if the price gets right.
All right. Let's go and look at Maidan. So J-Mac has jumped aboard Maidan. We're going to go back and look at the Queen's Vase, not in 2025 from Royal Ascot, but 2024. We're going to look at Birdman as well, who's going to run third. So am I correct in saying Maidan's the yellow?
Maidan's the thing in the yellow going backwards. This is the furthest Maidan's been over. That this is at Royal Ascot, and this was a 2,600 metre race. And you could see that he didn't really stay in that race at all. Comes over, so 2,400, he's a 2,400 metre horse, and he's a good 2,400 metre horse, but he hasn't run 3,200. Now he's drawn out in the car park. He does have J-Mac on, but he's not a magician. He did run pretty well, and he was a bit unlucky. He sat wide in the Caulfield Cup. But for me, it's a big no, because we just don't know he can run 3,200. And the Bird, who is the Cup's king of punting, he's got a great pearl. And it is horses who aren't strong at 3,200 that are drawn wide. Pen him. For me, Maidan has been penned.
100% agree. Penned it for the Caulfield Cup, and agree with you, Melbourne Cup. Out. See ya.
Out the gate.
Let's stick with the Caulfield Cup form. Let's go and look at River of Stars, who ran second. It's in the Yulong Green. Let's go and see what happens.
Yeah, well, Adelaide River set a breakneck tempo in front, and River of Stars, who settled fourth. Everything who sat first to sixth in this Caulfield Cup finished back in the shithouse, except for River of Stars, who boxed on. Drops in weight as well, which I really love. River of Stars getting in with 51, I think, off the top of my head. Has drawn a bit wide, but will go forward, and he's drawn inside of other horses. So I think can either lead or sit third fence. Don't really love horses that lead in Melbourne Cups or sit on pace in Melbourne Cups, but started 100s in this race. And we talked about Valiant King, who's $7.50 in this race, and Waller's found the key to Valiant King. Well, maybe he's found the key to River Stars, who beat home Valiant King in a more unsuitable tempo. And that's why I like River of Stars over Valiant King more, because of the tempo that they both faced in that race. River of Stars also has form back in the UK, raced against Presage Nocturne, and there was nothing in it.
Yeah.
So they raced each other, and there's not much in it as well. River of Stars has been very disappointing in Australia, hasn't won a race, ran third in the Sydney Cup. This is by far his best race, and maybe Chris Waller knows what to do on Melbourne Cup Day and will be putting another big cup on his mantelpiece.
Fizz?
Yeah, in my yes column, River of Stars, it's on that side. I've got a few. I've got a right side and a left side. It's one of the positives out of about 10 horses. Yeah.
Just we're agreeing a lot. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, it's on the right side. It's in the numbers. It'll be going in the Quinella's, the trifecta.
You're playing
the first
four. Playing a few exotics?
That's my plan for the cup. I'm going to be first fouring and trifectoring and doing that exotics for me this year.
Let's move to One Smooth Operator, the Moonee Valley Gold Cup winner. Let's go and have a look at it. Circles the field at the valley. There it is out wide.
Yeah, this was a pretty weak race, this Moonee Valley Gold Cup. So One Smooth Operator came out last year and won the Geelong Cup. Am I correct in saying that?
Yep.
Then I fell into it like a complete mug. Yeah, one of the country cups. I fell into it like a complete mug. It was off the map. It was about 12s into about 750 and failed in the Melbourne Cup. A lot of people think that One Smooth Operator was a bit unlucky in that Melbourne Cup. I thought it was a bit disappointing. I went back and watched it. Yeah, a little bit unlucky. But for me, so after it failed in the Melbourne Cup of 2024, One Smooth Operator went back to the UK, had 11 races, ran a place twice, ran third twice. Not great. Then comes out and wins our Moonee Valley Gold Cup. You got to question our form, or does he just go better here? I believe he's staying here after this cup as well, but I don't know. which just lacks enough class for mine. One smooth operator. He just doesn't have those. He just doesn't have the numbers, and he hasn't been racing in the UK at a high enough level and getting high enough results.
Okay, Fizz.
Yeah, better for the experience last year, I think. It was a nice win there at the Valley. Like King said, it probably wasn't the quality of opposition, obviously, that it's going to face in the Melbourne Cup. I'm not completely penning One Smooth Operator. I will be looking closer to the day with a lot of my runners to see how wet it actually gets over that Monday, Tuesday period before I do any sort of wagering in the Melbourne Cup. Because, mate, if it goes around heavy, you want to be penning a few, especially if it is really heavy. We'll see how much rain they get. But I'm not – he's in the not pen job yet.
I did the wet track form. I'm pretty sure he's a bit of a query in the wet as well, One Smooth
Interesting.
Operator.
Righto.
Time to move to Absurd and Kings End. You want to go and look at the overhead of the 2024 Melbourne Cup.
Mm.
Let's go and do that. There we can I see do. It's been highlighted for us out the
I
back
do.
Of the white.
This is another one. The bird put me onto the overhead in the 24 Cup. So that's the winner outside of Absurd, Knight's Choice. Let's just watch the runs that they get. And you're going to see Absurd run up the arse of the Gay Waterhouse horse who runs last called Just Fine in the red there.
Sure.
Have a look at Knight's Choice getting the run through.
Yeah.
And now have a look at Absurd, just goes bang, gets checked and has to reset, loses momentum.
Yeah.
Half yours sprints better here and Absurd gets another little check.
Not half yours.
Oh, sorry. Absurd gets another little check here. Knight's Choice off and gone, bang there. Could have probably, I'm not saying Absurd would have won the race, but Absurd certainly lost momentum twice and would have finished closer. So Absurd ran also in the 23 Cup. So Absurd's run twice in the Cup, run, I don't know, like seventh and sixth basically both times, been thereabouts. And Mullins has got a different prep this year, came over, said I'm going to have a run here, ran seventh in the Caulfield Cup, ran a pretty good race in the Caulfield Cup, was blocked a little bit for a run. No way Absurd's wound up for that race at all, the Caulfield Cup. Will improve off that run. And for me, is a tick. I know Absurd can run the 3200, and I just like that. There's something about the prep. You know what Absurd did after this race? The only race that it's won, I think, was over in the UK. Won a hurdle over 3,000 metres carrying 75 kilos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you reckon you could carry 75 kilos for 3,000 metres?
I can't carry my own self. I'm 72 kilos.
There you go.
What do you think of a surf fizzer? Ah.
Yeah, it's in the positives, 100%. Everything you said, I didn't mind the run in the Caulfield Cup. I'm not sure they're out to win the Caulfield Cup. It was probably a really good trial for the Melbourne Cup.
Yes.
Sure, I'll have it ready to go. Yeah, a big tick from me, Absurd.
All right. Final horse we're going to look at is Further. I'm going to show his win at Newbury. It was a Group 3 event. There he is, highlighted for us. Why are we watching this one, King Zone?
This was his second last run, and this was his highest rating, which his ratings over in the UK are pretty high. I love the turn of foot in this race. He wins this race, obviously. After this, he races in the UK St. Ledger, which is probably the best lead-up race over there. And that race was, he ran fourth. He didn't look as impressive in the UK St. Ledger, but he ran fourth behind Scandinavia, beating about six lengths. Scandinavia was due to come over and didn't pass the vet. But Scandinavia was about 10-1 in this race. Three-year-old, no weight, ticks all the boxes as far as distance and breeding and trainer. And the breeding, and I don't know what his sire is, but what I do know is that his sire won an arc and his sire, his granddaddy, was Galileo.
Yep.
So the breeding of lines. Further is very strong. So he ticks a lot of boxes, gets in light at the weights. Is he as good as some of the three-year-olds that have come over and won the cup? No, he's not. But I don't know if you have to be as good to win the cup this year. And he's a better price too. He's about 26 or 30 to one Further. And he's a definite tick for me. He's a bit of a smoky.
Yeah. All right. Fizz?
In my first fours, Further goes. But Further wasn't in the yes side. It was just in the maybe side.
Okay.
In so the tricks.
Yeah, Further, yeah. I went and watched its past runs in the UK and it wasn't jumping out at me.
Okay. Mate, it's time for your official Melbourne Cup set.
Well, I just want to talk about a couple of other horses that we aren't on the screen, a couple of roughies that I might put in my official set. So I might have something on these horses. I just want to see what price they are. But Vauban is a really interesting horse that I've had my eye on all spring. I just think Vauban ticks a lot of boxes for me going into the Cup. We know that he runs 3,200. I'm not going to go through all the boxes that he ticks because he ticks doesn't tick one and it really is getting to me how bad he's going.
And what's the one that he doesn't tick?
That's it. No, he ticks all the boxes. Like we know he's, you know, gay. He's he's been favourite the last 2 years. He's such a good horse on his day. He can sprint. He can do all these amazing things. And I'm scared of him winning if I don't have something on him.
What price would you take
him? Oh, 40s.
Yeah.
I'd have to get 40s. He's drawn at barrier two, I think. I don't think I'll get 40s. Maybe 30s. I'd be sick if he won and I didn't have something on him.
Everyone's backed him for the last couple of years as favourite. So
yeah, you'd think he's got none for Ben.
I hated its run in the Caulfield Cup. He's just looking so out of form.
But he can come out and go bang.
Well, yeah, of course. And we've seen it the last few years. We've seen a fair few roughies win last. You know, you can't pen anything in the Melbourne Cup. But yeah, no. For me, I haven't spotted anything that says back me.
So you can't pen anything, but we've just penned about eight.
Well, yeah, I can pen things on prices.
Yeah. Yeah. That's but you know those horses you get and you'd just be sick if they win. He's one of them for me. The other one I wanted to give a notable mention to, and I might have something on, is Flatten the Curve.
Yep.
Who comes over, UK ratings are really good, loves the wet, went over to the US, so he's done the rounds. But just one of those horses that I just think on the day can surprise and do something. You know those horses that always – you know, they're about 25 or 30 to 1 and they run second, third or fourth or come out and win sometimes and you go, oh, shit, I should have. And why didn't I go and have a look at that? Yeah. I've looked at the Goody Two Shoes and Chevalier Rose. Flatten the Curve for me is the one. If the track's really wet as well, runs a strong distance and is a tick for me. So that's all I wanted to say.
Cool. And what is your official Melbourne Cup set?
Well, I've given a few ticks out, haven't I?
Mm.
So my official Melbourne Cup set would be, at this stage, would be Presage Nocturne.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm doing 3-2-1 ticks, Presage Nocturne would get 3 ticks. Al Riffa would get 2.5 ticks.
Yep.
Further would get 2.5 ticks. Who else do I like? River of Stars.
Yep.
Would get 2 ticks.
Absurd, I think.
Absurd would get 2 ticks. Vauban would get 1 tick. And Flatten the Curve would get 1 tick. And I'd box them all up in the Quinella. I'd box them all up in the trifecta. And I'd box them all up in the first 4. If I had to go 1, 2, 3, it'd be Presage from Al Riffa and further.
Excellent. Fizz, what do you got for us, mate?
Oh, I didn't know I was doing the 1, 2, 3s, but I'm Al Riffa from Presage Nocturne and Absurd. And I actually like Goody Two Shoes as a roughie. That's one roughie King's in mention. I also like a horse called More Felons, which I think hit the line nicely in Sydney. And
big odds.
A little cheeky one at about 70 or 80 to 1.
Sweet. Yes.
That's it.
Cool. We are doing a Mates Mode pot on Melbourne Cup Day. We struck back hard today, Kingzone.
Well done. Yeah, Fizzer got the multi up. Well done, mate. $7 or $8 multi.
Richie decided that one.
$6,000 at $8.
Yeah, so, brilliant.
Well played. Well selected.
My last bet's about to go.
The community members were happy. So, yeah, it was a great fight back because obviously we had a wipeout last week, but we got all that money back and more this week. So
you finished in front for the two days?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Good work.
But Melbourne Cup week is very tough. Melbourne Cup Day is a hard day on the punt, but we will get in there. We will fight. I'm confident we will prevail. So if you want to get involved, you know what to do. Go to the Mates Mode community section. Use the code up the N25. All that kind of stuff. It'll be good fun. We're going to wrap up, but a couple questions for you, King. So we're going to go down to the caller card tomorrow.
Certainly
fly
are.
Fly down. It's on Monday. You're going to bet to win $1 million. Why are you betting to win $1 million?
Why am I betting to win $1 million? I'm betting to win $1 million because of the percentage that they bet at the call of the card. So if I go to the call of the card, they bet 120%. I will not bet to win $1 million. I won't. I wouldn't entertain. But they usually bet 102%. So it's me versus them sort of thing. So I think there's great value there. It's a race where I can get on to win $1 million. So if I could get every race to win $1 million, I wouldn't bet that big because I'd be investing too much. But I usually increase my limits to where the market will allow me to. So if they're betting 102%, there's basically no advantage to bookie and no advantage to punter, so I'll have a good crack. The other reason is I just love the Melbourne Cup. I'm very passionate about the Melbourne Cup. I'm very confident this year. I really like this year. I'm very confident. I'm very confident I will be on this. I'll have to go for it. If I'm not on the winner of the Cup this year, I'll have to go for a long walk. I'll go for about a half an hour. I'll come back and I'll be calm and I'll start betting again. But Fitz will have to take over. I'll have to go for a long walk because I'll be really disappointed if I'm not on the winner this year. I'm being honest with you. I will back this winner this year.
We'll make a little vlog about it. So whether you win or lose, people will be able to see your reaction to it. And have you, is all
preparation? Well, I hope you don't come with me. I've got to go for a walk. I hope you don't come with me. I just need a bit of alone time then.
You can definitely go for a walk by yourself. And is your preparation finished? Is it much more to do or?
Well, the barrier draw's just come out. I got to see the weather. So it's about mapping, which I sort of know in my head anyway, and it's just about the weather really now. So I've pretty much settled on what I'm going to back. Just then to see how wet it is. But my main selections that I put up there, there's no real query. River of Stars possibly only won once in the wet, but those Euros love the wet. So I'm really confident. I keep saying the same thing. I'm going to stop saying it. I'm just going to look at myself in the mirror when I get home and go, you will back the Melbourne Cup winner of 2025.
Excellent. Hey, Fizz, thank you, mate.
No worries, boys.
And we did a Saturday session today. It was a great piece of content. It was an outstanding day of racing at Flemington Randwick. If you want to go and look at that, the link will be in the description. You can go and chill out and watch that on a Sunday, and we'll see you on Tuesday, the first Tuesday in November. Up the den.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.